Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example, for they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. First of all, I'd like to welcome back Father Patrick Summerhayes to St. Thomas the Apostle. Father Summerhayes is a priest in the Archdiocese of San Francisco. He's a pastor there, associate pastor, but also the vocation director. He's working on his canon law degree, so he's got a lot going on. If he looks familiar, it's because he used to be a parishioner here, and he actually began his seminary studies for the Diocese of Phoenix, but he's from San Francisco, and we lost him to his home, but it's always good to have you back, Father. Now, to begin with, hold on. I want to acknowledge that the readings today are very convicting for priests. And I was telling Father Summerhayes before we walked out here that this would be probably a much more effective Sunday to preach to a congregation full of priests. Now, Father and I are the only priests here, so it probably wouldn't be very helpful to you to listen to me castigate ourselves. But I do want to acknowledge that it's not lost on me that priests are especially convicted by these readings. But I also think that in addition to priests, anybody who has authority, these readings speak to them. I think it tells us challenging things about what it means to have authority in this life, in this world, and how that authority is to be practiced. So we have this puzzling scripture, and this is it's one of people love to ask me this question. It's one of those like let's stump Father moments. So we hear in the gospel, call no one, do not be called Rabbi, for you have but one teacher. Call no one on earth your father. You have one father in heaven. Do not be called Master, you have but one Master in Christ. People love to come and say, Father. Jesus says, call no one on earth your father, so why do we call priests father? So let's start by trying to contextually understand what Jesus means when he says, don't call anyone on earth teacher, rabbi. Don't call anyone father, because you have one father in heaven. Don't call anyone master, right? So, we always read the scriptures within the context of the whole of the scriptures, the whole of God's revelation. We want to say, first of all, let's take this title, Father. Jesus is not speaking against fatherhood in general, right? And in fact, one of the commandments that we're bound to keep, the first commandment of the second tablet of the Decalogue, is honor your father and mother. When we ask this question, why do we call priests father? We don't also turn around and say, so should we renounce all of our, human paternity? That's not really the point, right? We have fathers here on earth, right? We have our dads, we have priests that we call father. I think the point that we take from the Lord today is understanding what fatherhood is, or understanding what it means for any of us to be called father, whether it be the priest being called father, or whether it be the fathers here being fathers of their children, what it means for any of us to have fatherhood. And the real point here, the overarching point, is that there is one fatherhood, and that's the fatherhood of God the Father. And the rest of us that participate in fatherhood are participating in his fatherhood, and all of our authority is derived authority. I look at the word authority, as a matter of fact. It's connected to the word author, right? That the one who truly has authority is the creator, is the lawgiver, the one who made us. He's the one that truly has authority, truly has the ability to speak from a position of authority that belongs to himself. The rest of us who have any kind of authority at all, whether we're fathers, whether we're mothers, whether we're teachers or legislators, whatever it is, all of our authority is derived authority. There is one author of creation, there's one father, and the end of creation, the goal of creation, is to be ordered back towards that one father. Now, in order to help order creation back to the one father, the Lord has created in his wisdom many ways that we participate in his authority, but we always have to remember that authority is meant to be ordered back to the one author of creation, the one father, the one master, the one teacher. That's why the scriptures today tell us a lot about how we need to practice or how we need to exercise the derived and participatory authority that any of us have in our lives. And authority that we possess is only authentically exercised when it's exercised in service. And this makes sense, because if all of our authority is derived from the one author of creation, if all of our fatherhood is a participation in his fatherhood, then we need to imitate him. And our one father, our one who's the father in heaven, our one master and our one teacher, who is Jesus Christ, the example that they themselves give us is not one of like a tyrannical ruler. It's not one of someone who imposes heavy burdens, but then doesn't do anything to help us carry them, right? The example given to us by the one father, by the one teacher and master, is one of love and one of service, right? There's this last line in the gospel where he says, the greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever humbles himself will be, or whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. In some sense, we could say Jesus is almost describing himself here, right? Because nobody has humbled himself more than Jesus. Nobody has emptied themselves out in service more than God himself. And Jesus humbles himself to the point that, Jesus doesn't put heavy burdens on us that he doesn't lift a finger to carry. He does preach hard words to us. He does challenge us. But then he quite literally shoulders the burden of humanity on his back. Think of him carrying the cross. He doesn't simply tie up heavy burdens on us and leave us to carry them, right? He accompanies us throughout our life. He's always helping us with his grace. He's always aiding us with, for instance, with the sacraments and with his closeness in the Holy Spirit. This is the example that we're given to imitate, that authority is exercised in love, authority is exercised in service. Notice that when Jesus is criticizing the Pharisees, and these are the teachers of the law, right? Their job is to sort of interpret the law and teach it to the people. He does not criticize them for teaching hard truths. In fact, what he tells the people is, do what they say. Right? It's not the hard truth that Jesus is criticizing here. He said, follow their teachings, but don't follow their example, because they're not exercising authority the way I exercise authority. They're not exercising authority the way my father exercises authority. So follow their teachings, but do not follow their example. So we're given two examples that we should follow in how to be a father and how to be a teacher and how to exercise earthly authority. The first we've already talked about is the example we have of Jesus, who is the master and the teacher. But then we also have a really beautiful example in St. Paul. And St. Paul is describing the way that he exercises his authority. And he talks about how he loves his people. He nurtures them even as a mother cares for her children. He has all this affection for them. And he talks about how he worked. He didn't want to, in coming among them to preach the gospel, he didn't want to impose heavy burdens on them. So he worked so that he wouldn't deprive them of anything materially. He shared in their toil and drudgery. But then I think what's really telling is the way this reading from St. Paul ends. And all of this loving service and this rolling up his sleeves and toiling amongst them, so as not to cost them anything, and caring for them and being tender with them. All of this is at the service of what? So that when they hear the word that Paul has come to preach, they will be able to believably recognize it as what it is, right? Not as Paul's word, but as the gospel, right? The word of God, so they can understand it for what it truly is. Because Paul understands what it means to be, to have authority in this life, that he doesn't speak from his own authorship. He doesn't speak from his own authority, but he participates in derived authority. He's not interested in arrogating to himself all of the honors and the trappings of his office, right? He's not interested in having people look at him and say, what a holy man. He's not interested in the honors that properly belong to Jesus and properly belong to the Father. He understands that he's a servant of the word. And so he comes among his people as a servant so that they may recognize his word for what it truly is. Not his own word, not coming from his own authority, and not directing people towards himself, but all being directed towards the Lord Jesus and all being directed towards the Father. And so, brothers and sisters, many, many, many of us have some authority. At the very least, if we have children, we have authority over them as parents. But there's many different ways we participate in authority in this earth. But the scriptures today tell us how to properly exercise authority, which is to recognize that we have one Father, we have one Lord, one Master, and one Teacher, and that whatever authority we have, we've been given by Him, but it's meant to be for service. And so we imitate Jesus, we imitate St. Paul in serving and loving so that our exercise of authority, the way we preach the word, may be recognized for what it truly is, which is the word of God, and that we may be seen to be participating in the ordering of creation back to the one Father.